This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Will.
Will, you were in last night, and you really wanted to ring in a special occasion. But we didn't actually get around to doing it. We spaced it. There was a special anniversary.
Yeah, man. I wish I had, like, some party favors and noisemakers and stuff. It's the anniversary of the fall of the United Socialist Soviet Republic.
The USSR?
Yes.
That was how many years ago?
26 years ago.
Wow. I've got sound effects. You can have a sound effect for that.
Right.
There you go. Now everything's better in the world now that they're gone, right?
Yeah.
No? Sure. Not so much?
Yeah. So it's just sure. We were told that that was how it was going to be. But unfortunately, that's not really how it happened. I mean, you see how it is all around you. But yeah, December 26th, 1991, basically, President Mikhail Gorbachev, the eighth and final leader of the Soviet Union, resigned, declared his office extinct, and handed over his power, including control of Soviet nuclear missile codes, to Russian President Boris Yeltsin.
Ah, okay.
So that's our wondrous event of yesterday that we missed. Was the fall of communism in Russia, which was supposed to make everything okay and all the things perfect. And instead, within a couple of years, we'd found a new boogeyman to fight and, you know, a new reason to bleed the American taxpayer dry for militarism somewhere else.
Well, the government's always got to have a boogeyman. There's got to be something else outside of the government that's causing the problems in the world. Otherwise, people might figure out it's the government that's causing most of the problems.
Well, they tried to jump around from, like, little boogeyman to little boogeyman. Like, we went and deposed the leader of Haiti, and we went to Bosnia, and we went to...
You did all that? That's amazing.
Well, our government went to Haiti, and then the military went to Bosnia, and then the military went to Somalia, and the military went to all these little paper dictators, you know, that, like, it really wasn't that much effort for them. And then the military bombed Iraq, you know, at the beginning of all that, and that was that was a 3-week long war. And it wasn't until the specter of terrorism was created that we were able to finally, as a government and, you know, as a nation of taxpayers, have something that you know, taxpayers could bleed their money into constantly to enrich, you know, the bankers and the military industrial complex.
Well, the war on terrorism is a great thing for the government because it never has to end.
Yeah.
There's always the specter of terrorism.
It is the war without end.
Hanging out there. And
we had terrorism before there was a war on terror. There was the Jackal in the 70s who was blowing stuff up all over the world. He was a South American, Chilean, Colombian, Carlos.
Carlos, Mike Lurie joining us.
Carlos the Jackal.
Hi there.
In the 70s, the specter of terrorism existed then. You had Israeli separatist groups, bombings in New York and D.C. in the early 80s. You had the
Puerto Rican nationalists also attacked Congress.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, man. Like, terrorism has been a thing that you could be afraid of forever. And it's only in the last 15 to 20 years that they've decided that it should be the thing to be afraid of.
It was always like a random coming from different groups and nothing really that organized other than little bitty groups here and there. You had your Basques, you had your IRA.
It still is.
And
if you look at the numbers, it still is. It's still like the lion's share of terrorism across the globe come from leftist separatist groups. it's not, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS and, you know, like for every one attack that they carry out, you have like 15 or 20 attacks by like...
Well, didn't the PLO get started, but with a lot of KGB help during the Cold War as well?
Yep. They were a leftist, group originally. They were, Syed Qutb was basically a communist. You know, which is totally outside of the Islamic wheelhouse.
Who was educated here in the U.S.
That's right. That's right. You know, the devotion to private property is the fifth foundation of law in Sharia. And you have, like, people becoming massively influential during the Arab nationalist movement that were straight-up communists who do not believe in private property at all. And somehow were elevated as religious scholars, even though they totally reject literally 20% of the Sharia.
So
how that works.
Back to the fall of communism, though, back in...
Well, yeah, literally every bit of the thing me and him were just talking about is all connected to communism in Russia and that power structure that was going on and, like, the power vacuums that were left all over the world when that fell.
Well, now that communism fell 30 years ago, now we've got enough history. We can look back on it and see that it was, you know, an abject failure, and everybody around the world has abandoned communism because of
but
all the.
Did
history.
It really fall? I mean,
no, that's my point. Is communism has not been abandoned. There's still plenty of people who believe in it, who believe that they just did it wrong. The usual socialist.
It was state capitalism. That wasn't real communism.
Right. Usually, yeah. When you talk to a commie or a socialist, they will tell you that, oh, well, such and such failed because they didn't do it
the right way.
They didn't do it my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just put me in charge. If they all have the brilliant idea.
It wasn't true Marxism. It was Leninism, Trotskyism. Oh, no, it's Leninism, Stalinism. It's Stalinism. It's Khrushchevism. It's Maoism. It's who was that guy down in Chile or Peru? There was the Gonzalo who ran the Shining Path. Yeah, the Shining Path. They started off as Maoists, and then Gonzalo was their leader, and he just created his own form of Maoism. And, you know, it's like everyone, it's kind of like, forming your own cult, only it's left-wing.
Right. And the folks over in Venezuela can relate, I imagine, right now, because they are basically stuck under a socialist system. And, of course, the differences between socialism and communism, I think, are that communism is like the ideal of what many of the leftists would like to reach. But usually they have to implement a socialist government in sort of a stepping stone to where they ultimately want to be, which is, you know, where
the USSR wasn't communist. They were socialist. The United Socialist
True
Soviet
communism
Republic.
Is always one execution away from utopia.
One pogrom away. Just kill one more bourgeoisie capitalist, wipe out one more ethnic group, and we'll finally be to utopia. It's almost like white supremacy.
I like to distinguish communists from socialists in that the communists will put, if you don't give them your stuff, they'll put you up against the wall and put a bullet in your brain. The socialists will just
lock you in a
cage. Regulate and tax you until you put a bullet in your own brain.
Hmm. And that seems more efficient.
And then charge you and fine you if you live through the attempt.
Story out of Venezuela from Reuters. There's no way Jose Ramon Garcia, a food transporter in Venezuela, could afford new tires for his van at $350 each. Now, Will, you had a tire job today near your tires that you were having somebody look at. Imagine having to pay $350 each for a new tire. That's what this guy in Venezuela is looking at having to do.
Well, if you've got really nice tires here in the States, that's a pretty normal thing to have to pay, $250 to $300. Like if you're riding around in like with
those
like
are some crazy tires
for like some Massimos or some
is
of the,
this, is this
the,
for a four wheeler or for are they sports car? Are they?
Got a van. This guy's got a van.
Well, just regular van tires, then yeah, that's pretty expensive. But if you're looking to get like mud tires, or if you're looking to get
like for a big old truck or something,
or low profile tires for like
Pirellis,
a really nice
for
car.
Your Ferrari or whatever.
Those are really cool. Just like $400 or $500 a pop.
This guy's just trying to transport food in his van.
Yeah. Let me go pay $50 a piece at the used tire store, you know, over at Pete's.
If there are choices in the market over in Venezuela, and I suspect there are not that many choices because people are going out of business left and right. So whether he opted to pay in U.S. currency or in the devalued local bolivar currency at the equivalent black market price, Garcia would have had to have saved up for years to make this repair. We'll tell you more about the money situation there in Venezuela, and it ties right in with the failure of the Soviet Union. This is the next socialist state that is going to implode at some point. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You could argue that it's already imploded. It's just that, you know, it hasn't all ended yet. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way about the socialist government of Venezuela. 30 years after the socialist government of the USSR failed, the Venezuelan government has abjectly failed at this point, and they're still going. They're managing to continue to coast for now. We'll see how long it is until the president gets ousted in some sort of violent manner. But right now, I want to tell you about Whole Food Multi-Complete. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'd likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. And by the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If that's a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. So visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order. Every time you order, your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Don't forget code FTL for that 10% off. So Reuters reporting out of Venezuela in Caracas, where Jose Ramon is a food transporter of what little food there is in Venezuela. He could not afford new tires at $350 each. Whether he opted to pay in U.S. currency or the devalued local bolivar, or the Bolivar Fuerte, as they call it, the strong bolivar, Garcia would have had to have saved up for years. Though used to expensive repairs, this one was too much and put him out of business. Quote, repairs cost an arm and a leg in Venezuela, said the now unemployed 42-year-old Garcia, who has a wife and two children to support in the southern city of Guyana. He says there's no point in keeping bolivars. For a decade and a half, strict exchange controls have severely limited access to dollars. A black market in hard currency has spread in response, and as once sky-high oil revenue has run dry, Venezuela's economy is in free fall. The practice adopted by gourmet and design stores in Caracas over the last couple of years to charge in dollars to a select group of expatriates or Venezuelans with access to greenbacks is fast spreading. Food sellers, dental and medical clinics, and others are starting to charge in U.S. dollars, or their black market equivalent in bolivar. Now, the black market price, for those that are unaware, right now is over 100,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, if you compare that to the official rate, the official exchange rate is 10 to 1, that should give you some idea of the insane disparity in what the government says prices should be, which is this 10 to 1 ratio, and what prices
they actually are.
Hey now, government's never wrong.
Yeah, which is 100,000 to 1.
It's almost like our government saying, no, there's no inflation. The value of the money hasn't dropped 96% in as many years.
In the case of Venezuela, it might drop 96% within a month because it's really bad there.
Not surprised, because you know the true measure of a currency and whether or not it's valuable and should be taken is whether or not it's backed by a government.
Is that Paul Krugman that you're channeling there?
Yeah, right.
It's really a fitness program, you know.
What do you mean, Paul Krugman?
The Venezuelan diet is the new weight loss program in Latin America.
They've been
South Beach Diet 2.0, baby.
They lost the average Venezuelan lost 17 pounds in the last year.
Right, and without crystal meth.
Yeah, just from not being able to eat.
A lot of them are getting it by walking out of the country.
Yeah, I want you to tell me a little bit more about that. There's a lot of people trying to escape and successfully escaping from Venezuela.
Well, no, they shouldn't be able to escape. We have to build a wall and keep those poor people stuck in communism. That's
good news
the
is they can't afford to build the wall. The government has no money.
They can't afford toilet paper. They can't even afford paper to print
new
fake money.
I'm talking about our government.
Oh,
okay. We here in the U.S., we have to build a wall.
I see.
Build the wall! Build
they
the wall!
They
need those poor, dirty communists
in
Commieland.
In Colombia, there's a half a million approved Venezuelan refugees being cared for. There's somewhere between 150 and 200,000 additional unapproved Venezuelan refugees.
Yep.
And it's threatening to unbalance the fragile peace process that's going on between the government in Colombia and the FARC rebels and the other factions that have been negotiating a peace process.
The fact that there are refugees there is unbalancing.
Wow. Putting a big tax, you know, taxing the system, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of undocumented people running around not knowing who to shoot at and that sort of thing. So it's becoming a problem. And it's also spilling over into Brazil, which is getting 8,000 refugees a day from Venezuela. And they're running into problems dealing with the increasing numbers. It's you know, people are talking.
Just let them work.
Yeah.
Let them work. Let the refugees get out there and, you know, get jobs.
I'm sure there's cabbage and potatoes and watermelons and stuff.
Sugar cane.
Yeah.
Sugar cane.
Send them to the sugar cane fields in Brazil.
I'm sure there's something here that needs to be harvested that's probably rotting on the vines because of, you know, Trump got all the people scared and running out. Well, maybe these people are terrified enough of communism that they don't worry. They're not going to worry about that, and they'll come here and they'll pick our vegetables since Trump's chased everybody else off.
Unemployment is very low here, even in places that have traditionally had unemployment problems. But like here in New Hampshire, unemployment's 2%.
2.something%, right?
Up in Lebanon where I'm at, it's now under 2%.
Wow.
It's crazy. There's businesses that are closing because they can't find workers.
Well, in Venezuela, many basic goods and services are now out of reach of a large number of Venezuelans. According to the opposition-led National Assembly, November's rise in prices topped academics' traditional benchmark for hyperinflation of more than 50% per month and could end the year at 2,000% inflation. The government has not published, by the way, inflation data for over a year in Venezuela. So there are no official numbers when it comes to the government's inflation. You just kind of have to look at the prices of things and figure it out from that.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
See no evil.
Yes.
quote, I can't think in bolivars anymore because you have to give a different price every hour, said Yoselin Aguirre, who's 27. She makes and sells jewelry at the Paraguana Peninsula and has recently pegged her prices to the dollar. She says, quote, to survive, you have to dollarize.
Sounds like
that's why crypto is becoming popular down there.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like making prices in Bitcoin on a really rough day. You have to change the price tag every single hour.
But then it's usually because it's a good thing, because value is accumulating to you rather than being flushed away, which is the, you know, the opposite of what's going on in Venezuela.
Which is why the central planners hate it.
Inflation is just pay your fair share.
Right.
Come on.
It functions the opposite of the way they want money to function, so that they can steal more of it from the normal person.
That's right. That's why you've got an article that you shared with us tonight called Bitcoin is Evil. Is that right? Because we had an article last night called Bitcoin is a Hoax at Huffington Post.
I had one for us to read a couple nights ago when I was on that was
Bitcoin's a Ponzi scheme.
And then there was 10 years in, they found no use for the blockchain. And literally, when you read these articles, there's 4 points that they all hit. It's almost like there was like the Federal Reserve.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here with more Free Talk Live in moments.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 on a brittle cold day in beautiful, beautiful New Hampshire. Cold. Yeah, well, single digits today, I think, most of the day.
We got right now 7 degrees.
It normally doesn't get this cold until, like, February kind of range, because it's supposed to get down into the negative, like, 13 range.
I was a couple minutes late tonight because the gas pump was, like, going tick, tick.
Do I need to leave water running?
That depends on how cold it gets in the basement.
Yeah.
So if the basement is freezing.
You've owned the house for 4 years.
I don't own that house.
I would the church has owned that house for like 4 years.
No, it's only been 2 years.
Have the upstairs faucet just drip. That's all you need.
That's what I did last night, just in case.
If you're worried about it.
I didn't want to wake you up and be like, so the church has owned this property for like 2.5 years. Do you have the tenants who are here usually leave that on? Or, so
the last ones that are there were too probably messed up to even know that kind of
holy water doesn't freeze like that. So
as long as your basement is above freezing, you're fine. But if it's as I understand it, and I'm not an expert, you know, I'm a Florida boy.
I'm assuming that pump down there gives off a considerable amount of heat.
A little bit of heat. Yeah, I would guess it does. But that's the only thing. Like, I've got a thermometer down in my basement, so every time I'm in there, you know, doing laundry or whatever, I can glance at it.
If you got some mining rigs, put them down there.
Should grab one of the way home.
But yeah, just a tiny drip, just so long as the water is moving just a little bit, it's enough to stop it from freezing.
It's so funny that you say that, because there's like this big tall closet that's in the nursery, and I totally was thinking about maybe buying some 1080s and putting it in there, like mine Zencash or something, use that as a way to pay the electric bill and heat the house at the same time.
So we were talking about Venezuela, and we'll get back into what's happening there. The money situation is pretty messed up. People are finally making the switch to other currencies, not just Bitcoin, but also the U.S. dollar is becoming very popular there, I'm sure much to the chagrin of the government agents who, I'm surprised, haven't started rounding up those business owners who are charging in dollars and charging them with some sort of criminal act, because they like to blame the U.S. government for all their economic woes. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, we go to Ricky. He's on the line in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky, on Skype.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Good evening there.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Will Coley, how you doing tonight?
Howdy, howdy.
Let's get past the pleasantries. What's your call about?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You see, I'm not even
sure it is.
Yeah, it is. Because, you see... See, the problem
with attention already.
No, not at all. Not at all. See, the nice thing
wasn't a question. Go ahead.
This is wonderful because, see, Will, I'm not surprised the way you reacted last night to the delay, you see, and I'm very disappointed. Oh, I should
to
say.
To the what? Reacted to the what?
The duel.
Oh, your proposal that Will have a duel with you with guns in New Hampshire.
Yeah, what I found very interesting at the very end of his talking. He says, you can even shoot a host. Now, he knew he would lose that duel, and by the way, by not taking the challenge, Will, just let me explain something to you, if I may, if that's all right.
Don't you think that it's possible that he has better things to do than put his life on the line?
Funny.
You know, put his life on the line for some sort of petty disagreement between you and him?
Free Talk Live is so devoted to free speech that we'll even let you threaten a host live on the air.
Now, is that a threat? He threaten you?
Well, not. No, it was not. It's a legitimate duel, and the fact is here. Now,
that's
not
a threat. It's given Will an equal opportunity to cause harm to Brother
Ricky. You're not saying that you're going to do something to Will if he doesn't accept the challenge, right? Like, it's just,
here's the thing. You see, he should have took the duel because it's better to be dead without honor than alive without honor. You see, Alexander Hamilton's a good example of
but
that.
But why would he want to risk? I mean, look, you could be a gunslinger for all he knows. Why would he want to risk?
I'll tell you why. See, here's the thing. I'm willing to put my life on the line.
You don't have anything to live for, though. I mean, he's got a family. He's got five kids. He's got a mosque that he's in charge
of. Rick has his Confederate flag on it.
Why would he want to take the risk that he might have his life ended to make you happy?
No. He'd only lose the duel.
And possibly lose his life.
Well, no, only if I'm wrong, you see. But see, there's a thing, see.
Well, only if you're wrong about what?
All the claims I made, and I can make a couple
more. What is whether you have
confused.
A... What
is he basically said that whole, like, God will side with the winner, like the old pre-common law notion of justice. What is it, a trial by ordeal? If two people fight to the death, whoever wins was the person who was telling the truth. That kind of thing.
That's correct. You see, here's the thing, Will.
It's trial by ordeal. That's what he's talking about.
And with the witches.
Let's go back to the 12th century.
If you drown with the witch test, that means you weren't a witch. But if you survive, you're a witch, so they get to burn you.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I keep picking them, and you keep missing them.
That's right. The toll-free number here, 855-450-3733.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
So we were talking about Venezuela and the just absolutely dismal situation there that the poor people have to endure. Well, I guess they don't have to if they can escape. As you pointed out, Mike, there are a tremendous number, thousands of Venezuelans who are doing their best to get out of there, get into Colombia, into Brazil.
That's what you should do. If you have a problem with the country you're in and you don't like it, vote with your feet.
Well, if you can. I mean, sometimes it's easier said than done.
If you don't like it, go to Somalia.
Well, you know, getting out of the country that you're in isn't always an easy task.
Yeah, some of us are literally held here by force.
Right. If you don't get the government's permission slip, then you would have to sneak out of the country, which isn't impossible in a place like the United States. Relatively easy to get into Mexico, for instance, as I understand it. But in some other places, it might be a little bit more difficult, like North Korea, for instance. It's actually pretty difficult to escape from North Korea. Usually involves having to pay off some border guards so they look the other direction and not shoot you.
Yeah, and if you want to go back, you're going to have some serious problems.
You don't go back.
It's interesting. I read an article this past week about some North Koreans who escaped from North Korea,
yep.
And they are so marginalized in South Korea of their accent. It's obvious they're a North Korean.
Oh, wow.
And they're marginalized, really? And they find it hard to find work and so on and so forth. And some of them actually want to return to North Korea.
Jeez.
Because they think the South Koreans are all materialistic and focused on money and that
How
sort of
sad.
Thing.
You know, you would have thought that they'd have been welcomed. Like, hey, you know, welcome. Congratulations. You made it out.
They do get welcomed by the government because it's a big propaganda coup.
I see. But not the people.
But the people are, you know, it's not, I mean, so
some
much.
Yes, some no, yeah. Probably. So anyway, they're saying here there's no point in keeping bolivars just because they're devalued so quickly in Venezuela that now businesses are starting to charge in dollar prices simply because even though the dollar loses value over time, it's not as dramatic of a drop as what we're seeing with the bolivar. So it's a much more stable pricing mechanism. They are putting many goods and services are out of reach to a large number of Venezuelans. They say here that inflation has hit more than 50% per month and possibly 2,000% over the entire year. Quote, I can't think in bolivars anymore because you have to give a different price every hour to survive. You have to dollarize, said one shop owner. The socialist government of the late President Hugo Chavez in 2003 brought in the strict controls in order to curb capital flight as the wealthy sought to move money out of Venezuela after a coup attempt and major oil strike the previous year. Oil revenue was initially able to bolster artificial exchange rates, though the black market grew and is now becoming unmanageable for the government. Because if you have a dollar, a U.S. dollar, and you take it into the bank in Venezuela, they will give you 10 bolivars.
Venezuela needs to start printing dollars.
If they could afford to pay for it, they might. But they unfortunately cannot even afford to pay to print their own money at this point. They are in a pretty bad way. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom will tell you more about the fall of the bolivar. And you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype, so you can Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
We're talking about Venezuela, where we've reported in the past on how people are running Bitcoin miners in Venezuela to make money because the government subsidizes the power there. So when you pay the power bills very, very low, in Venezuela, and so therefore you plug a Bitcoin miner in there and it becomes a fairly profitable operation.
This time of year, wouldn't they be using it to heat the house?
In Venezuela?
Wait. Wrong side of...
Yeah. They're not below the equator, but they're
pretty much right
near.
On top of it.
Oh, okay. I thought they were a little further south than that.
It's probably nice and warm there right now, but regardless, yeah. There's money to be made if power is free or near to it. However, the government will come after you if they find out, just sort of like how the government monitors the power here to see if you're growing weed. In Venezuela, they're monitoring the power consumption of your house to see if there's a spike, and then they check you to see if you're running a Bitcoin miner. So they literally have the secret police of the Venezuelan government investigating Bitcoin miners there. So
I wonder how many Bitcoin miners here in the U.S. get raided because they think they're growing pot.
I don't know. It's a good question. I've never seen a story about it, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened. So if you want to learn about Bitcoin mining, you can actually get into it by going to pool.bitcoin.com. The folks over at bitcoin.com, they actually will take care of all the hardware for you. So you don't have to go and get a computer and a graphics card and have to have the technical know-how to hook it all up and get everything configured together and do troubleshooting. Shooting and testing and finally get everything up and running. It's a pain to do your own mining. So you can hire the professionals to do it for you, and then they just pay you. You go to pool.bitcoin.com. Now, if you do know what you're doing when it comes to setting up your own miner and you just want to join their mining pool, you can do that too. So if you do already have your own equipment, or you're just a techno nerd and you want to do that stuff, you can, and you want to join a pool, then you can join them over at pool.bitcoin.com. But if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, that's a great site to go and get started. Once again, it's bitcoin.com. We're sharing with you the latest out of Venezuela, and that is that business owners across Venezuela are starting to finally move away from pricing their items in Bolivar, simply because, as one business owner puts it, you got to update the price every hour. The, you know, the inflation is so crazy there, it is hard to keep up with. Anyway, going on here, President Nicolas Maduro, this is from Reuters, has maintained his predecessor's policies on capital controls, yet the spread between the strongest official rate, some 10 bolivars per U.S. dollar, and the black market rate of around 110,000 bolivars per dollar is huge. While sellers see a shift to hard currency as necessary, buyers sometimes blame them for speculating. Rafael Betancourt, as a steel worker in Ciudad Guayana, needed a prostate operation priced at $250. He says, "We don't earn in dollars. It's abusive to charge in dollars." He said he had to decimate his savings in order to pay for the surgery.
You know, that ratio of exchange rates, I'm surprised that people aren't making money at that. Because if you could,
what do you mean making money?
Well, if you can buy so many bolivars on the black market cheaply.
Yeah.
You can then go to the government and say, "I want to buy some U.S. dollars."
It doesn't work that way. So that's the reason why not, is because you cannot exchange bolivars for dollars officially. So if you go into a bank, you can exchange a dollar for 10 bolivars. The bank's happy to take your dollar.
I'm sure they are.
But they are not interested in handing out dollars. It's actually against, as I understand, it is against the government's policy. You cannot get dollars for bolivars from a bank. It can't be done. And anybody else is going to give you the black market rate, right? It's
right.
So, then just 1 year, Venezuela's currency has weakened 97.5% against the greenback, meaning $1,000 worth of local currency would then be worth just $25 now. Maduro blames the black market rate publishing websites such as Dollar Today for inflating the numbers, part of an economic war he says is designed by the opposition and Washington to topple him. So this one we've heard before, where Maduro actually is trying to place the blame for inflation on a website.
If he wants to fix it, all he needs to do is start counterfeiting dollars.
Yeah, I mean, that is one way that you could go about doing that. I suppose people at some point would get wise to it, though, and figure out, you know, get one of those dollar counterfeit detector pens and, you know, reject them.
Well, the Venezuelan government has a mint. They can buy all the same materials that the U.S. mint does to print U.S. dollars.
Their central bank doesn't do their own printing. So they actually hire out a company. Last one they used was called De La Rue, I believe it was, a European or U.K. corporation that does professional money printing. And so they were actually in debt to them by $70 million U.S. dollars, I think is what the number was. And so
I heard about that.
Yeah, so De La Rue was saying, nope, no mas. You know, we're not going to print any more of your bolivars. And no, we're not going to accept bolivars as payment for the printing. You have to pay in dollars, and you already owe us $70 million of those. So you've got to pay up the $70 million before we're going to print you any more.
Will you take some oil?
Yeah, no, apparently not. So again, Dollar Today, great website. You go there right now, dollartoday.com. It's over 106,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, the interesting thing was when we talked about Dollar Today in the past, the last time we saw this claim that Maduro was blaming Dollar Today and the U.S. government for their inflationary issues, there was actually a detailed story about the guy who runs dollartoday.com. Now, the guy that runs this website is a former Venezuelan. You know, he originally came from Venezuela. He lives in Hoover, Alabama, and works at the Home Depot. So he's not like some fat cat sitting back and, like, you know, trying to punish the Venezuelan government with all his money and trying to take them down or whatever. He just runs a website.
That sounds like a cover story, senor.
Yeah.
He's really working for the CIA.
No, he's just running a website, just trying to inform people of what the black market rates are down there. But he gets the blame officially from the Venezuelan's government for all of their problems. On Venezuela's borders with Brazil and Colombia, the prices of imported oil, eggs, and wheat wheat flour vary daily in line with the black market price for bolivars. In an upscale Caracas market, cheese-filled arepas, the traditional breakfast made with corn flour, increased 65% in price in just 2 weeks, according to tracking by Reuters reporters. In the same period, a kilogram of ham jumped a whopping 171%. 2 weeks. 171%. The runaway prices have dampened Christmas celebrations, which this season were characterized by shortages of pine trees and toys, as well as meat, chicken, and cornmeal for the preparation of typical dishes. In one grim festive joke, a Christmas tree in Maricabo, the country's oil capital and second city, was decorated with virtually worthless, low-denomination bolivars. So the people of that city went to the town square Christmas tree and hung their bolivars from the tree as decorations, like tinsel.
Yeah.
That's how worthless they are.
They said in Weimar, Germany, that they literally took and burned the money because it was cheaper to burn the money to make meat than it was to buy wood.
They probably had more than enough for toilet paper, so
yep. You don't have to have. Wow. Most Venezuelans earning just $5 per month at the black market rate are nowhere near being able to save hard currency. Cristina Centeno, a 31-year-old teacher who, like many, is seeking remote work online, before Christmas, she said, quote, "How do I do it? I earn in bolivars and have no way to buy foreign currency." Yeah, the only way you can officially get, or you can't officially get a U.S. dollar, the only way to get a U.S. dollar is through the black market. Which means you've got to find, you know, scrape together enough bolivars to be able, I mean, you have to have 100,000 of these things. And the Venezuelan government earlier this year did finally come out with 20,000 bolivar notes. So it's a little easier to get 100,000 of them together now if you have access to that. But again,
these people are
making $5 a month.
Salaries keeping up with that or not?
No, of course not. Of course not. They're making $5 a month in U.S. dollars. So it's just amazing. It just keeps getting worse there, and it's just so sad to watch because, you know, these people have to live in these circumstances. They have to try to feed their families and feed themselves in these circumstances when work is hard to come by, and even if you do have work, you're really not even making enough money to put the food on the table if you could afford to go and get the food, if the food was even available to you to go and get in the first place, because there's empty shelves.
You want to have sympathy for a lot of these people, but the fact is that this party, Maduro's predecessor, Chavez, was voted into office by the people. And is, you know, just...
Well, not all of them.
Well, not all of them, but as H.L. Mencken said, people get the government they deserve, good and hard. And not enough people voted against Chavez and against Maduro, and they're reaping the results.
Well, they're voting now, but it's too little too late.
Yep. Well, it comes to a point where, you know, the lobster's cooked.
We're going to continue with more. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. Let's talk about masters versus leaders. Well, I know you had some comments you wanted to make on that question. Is there a difference between having a leader and a master? It's Free Talk
Live. Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.